Hello.
Jenny.
Yes, speaking of, yes.
Francesca from Minus Law calling, you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, darling, yes.
Yeah, I just received your voicemail, so I thought I'd give you a call back. Is now a good time to speak?
Yes, I can speak now.
Perfect. So, before we begin, I just need to take some details off you for data protection. So, would I be able to get your full name, please?
Well, at the time, this is my married name, but at the time it was a maiden name as well.
Yeah, so what was your full name whilst in care?
My full name was Jennifer McCallum.
So you changed it by marriage?
Yes.
Yeah, so was it M-C-A-L-L-A-N?
M-C-A-L-L-U-M.
Thank you. And would I be able to get your date of birth, please?
26-7-1960, yeah?
Yes. And your current address?
It's 58/6 Dinmont Drive, D-I-N-M-O-N-T. Drive, Edinburgh.
This is like EH165RR.
That's it, darling, that's it. Exactly. EH165RR.
And do you have any middle names?
No.
No problem. And would I be able to get your parents' names as well, if possible?
Elizabeth McCallum and George McCallum.
Did your mum use that surname whilst you were in care?
Yes.
Yeah? And what was your father again, sorry?
George McCallum.
Perfect. And do you happen to recall the address that you would have been in prior to being placed into care?
I was at several addresses while I was in care, but one was in the first time I ever got fostered, it was in the Domains Terrace.
The actual area
I come from was Craig Miller, so that I was in that area all the time. So it was Craig Miller in Edinburgh.
So that's where your parents lived?
That was the area I was in, and it was always Craig Miller Castle, so I'm Craig Miller person.
And are you registered with the GP at the moment? And I said, would I be able to take the name of the practice?
Practice is Midremains Road.
What was that, sorry?
Midremains Road, Craig Miller Medical Centre, Midremains Road.
Middlemain?
Craig Miller Medical Centre.
Crazy. And that's where you're registered at the moment, yeah?
Yes, I have.
Perfect. So, in regards to contacting you, so it's usually phone call, email, or text message. Are those all okay with yourself?
Yes, I'm not very good at text messages and things, but I'd get my niece to do it for us if anything needs to be done.
That's okay, no problem. So, regarding that, so the text message is usually only sent if we can't get a hold of you. We just send a message just to let you know that
you're right, that's fine.
And then if you're happy to proceed with us, when we send over the contracts, they'll arrive via email and text message as well, but it's a link that you click on. You don't need to reply to them or anything.
Right, that's fine, love. If you send me the things, I'll be able to sign them.
Yeah, perfect. So, I appreciate the discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. Okay, so I just want to reassure you that if you need a break at any point during this phone call or any further explanation, just let me know, okay? And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
I'm registered disabled now, love. So the physical and mental illness now.
Okay. Just take your time, okay? And if you need a break, just let me know.
No, that's fine, love.
Are you happy to proceed with the phone call, yeah?
Yes.
Perfect. So the purpose of today's call is I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, explain your options, I'll go through how INS law operates, go through the funding and fees, and then gather some information to assess whether and how we're able to assist you. Is that all
right,
okay?
That's fine.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Kay in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid by the government for helping you with your application. So under this scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So INS law, so we do not operate under that statutory scheme, so we don't claim government funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So would I just be able to confirm as well that you've not instructed or had any communication with any other solicitors to act for you in relation to the scheme at all?
Not at all. I just seen it on Facebook and not anything.
Perfect. So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. And then if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. You never pay more than that agreed cap and there's no prior fees.
That's fine, okay, darling. That's
good. Do you have any questions for me so far?
No, none at all, darling.
No problem. So it's important as well I make clear, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis, and I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well. So
that's
if
fine,
you decide
darling.
To instruct us, what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the redress scheme, we gather and review all the evidence, we prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme. And then we can advise you then on any offers made. We'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered. And then so you're unhappy with the outcome, then we can assist you with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme as well.
That's right, darling.
Yeah. So with the statutory waiver warning, so if a redress offer is made to you, we'll fully explain the waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. And it's important that it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're never expected to accept the offer without fully understanding the consequences. So we'll cover all of that when it comes to an offer being made, if one's made, okay?
That's fine, darling, yes.
So if you decide to proceed, so you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yes. She's everything for me, love. It's fine.
Yeah. And just so we're able to formally act for you, we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID and then a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. So it will comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So following this conversation, I can send you the information via email in relation to what is and what is not acceptable forms of
Could you send me it in writing, please?
Yeah, of course I can. So
I can send it in.
Yeah, so do you have photographic ID?
Yes, I have. I've got my disabled bus pass. It's got my photo on it.
So I'm not too sure if we'll be able to accept that, but if so, it'll need to be like a passport or a driving license, preferably, or possibly a birth certificate.
I've got my birth certificate there. I've not got any photo ID apart from my bus pass.
Yeah, no, that's perfect then. So a birth certificate, and then with the letter then, so it just needs to have your full name, current address, and then a date on them that's been printed within the last 3 months.
Oh, that's fine. I can get that one. I've got an up-to-date one, yes. That's lovely, darling. Yes, I can get that.
So we've also got a WhatsApp, so if it's easier for you to take photos and send it on there, or you can send them on email, it's whatever's easiest for you, okay?
Oh, I can't do that, anything like that, darling. I can't do that.
That's okay, no problem. So I'll send you the email now, just so I know that I've sent it over. And then if you need to get anyone else to help you, then you can just show them the email.
Oh, I need people to help me.
Yeah, that's okay, no problem. So So in regards to the next section now, so I've just got a few more questions and then I'll take some details about your care settings. Is that okay? So have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
No, no problem. And with this application, you're able to add a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we would then get in contact with them. So is that something you'd like to do?
Oh, that's fine, huh?
Yeah, so you can add one on at a later date if you wanted, or if you wanted to add one now, it's completely your choice.
No, it's fine, darling. I'll leave it to
Yeah,
you a later date.
no problem. And regarding a couple of impact factors, so have you received any relevant payments? So criminal injuries compensation, any court-ordered damages, or any advance payment scheme payments, anything relating to the abuse?
No, not like that. No.
And do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
No, no problem. So the next part now is just to go through your care settings. If you'd be able to let me know the name, or if it was possible, like the address, or anything you can remember with the approximate years that you were there, if that's okay.
That's fine, love. Well, to start me, I can remember when I was just a child. My mum didn't keep me very safe, love, she had a lot of problems, so I was in and out of care for I was 4 year old
Yeah.
up until I was 16, but they weren't there. I was 16, I was in and out all the time. The first one I can remember is being in foster care at this house. And the woman that had me in some sort of bed thing. I can't remember, but I know that her son was cruel to me.
Yeah,
Kind of
and
son. And
which sorry, which where was this foster care setting? So what area?
that would. It would have been in Edinburgh somewhere, but I can't remember. That's the first thing I can remember.
That's
And
okay.
then I can it was very awful cruel to me. I can remember getting sort of I don't know, it used to come in and just like and like it was a bed, like a cot bed. So it must have
Yeah.
been quite and it was cruel to me and I can remember my dad coming and taking me away. And then I was put in another children's home with my sister. And
Yeah.
they were horrible to us as well because we went in and we never had any clothes.
Yeah.
And they were shouting, the McCallum kids are back again, they've no clothes, which affects me even now, kind of. Like, if it was a very nice kind. And then I was put to St Joseph's. That was Karen Lane, that was the home, Karen Lane in Edinburgh. They were
So would
horrible,
this
some of them.
be, with the second foster placement, was that also in Edinburgh?
Death. But I can't even, I can only remember clubs.
Yeah.
And then I
So
went
you
to.
said, so you were in one foster care in Edinburgh and then taken out of there and then put into another one in Edinburgh.
This was a children's home, it was called Canaan Lane.
Would you just be able to spell that for me? Sorry.
I think it was just Kane and Lena, so I can remember that. Well, that was a bit. I'm doing that. I can remember. I think it was in Kane and Lane for about. I think I must have been there for about 9 months or something. But my sister got moved. That was between me and my sister went together. And then my sister was too old to be there. She had to go to another place, so I was
Yeah.
left there on my own, which didn't like. She got to a teenager, so she had to be moved to somewhere else. And they were just nasty, saying, "Oh, this is the kids back again. They have no clothes, and it's been really horrible."
Yeah.
But the worst one was when I went to St Joseph's. It was run by nuns. There was one nun, she was horrible.
Okay, take your time. Just take a break if you need, okay?
Catholic school, and I was near Catholic. Plumbourne, it was at St. Joseph's in Roseville.
Sister, what was your spell her surname for me, sorry?
I can't even spell it, but I knew her name, okay. Sister Thunder. And I was 66, I can still remember her name.
Yeah.
Because I hated when I came, she was coming. But what had happened in there was, we never had any beds for us, we were paying none. We never had any beds for us, so it was in. It was in two beds. You had the bed where kids were, and then you had the bed with the mental institution. It was like in one building.
Yeah.
And they never had any room for me and my sister. So they put us in the hospital, but there were all screaming. I was terrified. Yeah. Even in the state, I was absolutely terrified. And I was lying in my bed here Sunday, moving about. And it was this woman, and she was screaming. And she was wetting herself, and she was walking. And she come up to me, and I was trying to tell people to help me because I'm scared. But they needed to come. And they kept putting me in a torture, and I was being tortured because I was afraid to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And sister Thumba used to describe my face and abuse it. Saying, oh, horrible. It's maybe because I was a Protestant. And I just punished us for being in that hospital, but immediately out people. I was only 9, 10. And that's how my mental health today I took. Lying up, according to the doctor, I've had it for years.
Yeah.
I had OCD and anxiety, and severe depression. I was in. I was seen a psychiatrist at the Royal Edinburgh Hospital in Edinburgh. And I was telling him about all my things that went on. But I was self-harming as well. I don't know why I think it was just things looking back.
Yeah.
And she was horrible. And then I ended up in another proof school when I was... Well, I carried on a bean shoot at them. Ended up in the proof school. That was Dr. Guthrie's girls' school.
A girls' school? What was that one called?
That was like an elastic school. Because I think it was just all the trauma and that. And I just didn't go to school. And so they took me in there. And how can I put that? I went in there. I was a terrified person again. I was scared of everything. So I went in there. I was repeating myself. Like, I knew there was something wrong, but it didn't help me. And I was beating myself.
You kept crying out for help, and no one would help you.
No. So in the last 20 years I've got help, and I was fed the psychiatric hospital.
Yeah. So with the, just to clear up with these care settings, so you were in two foster cares, and then you were in, or was it just the one?
One foster care. One, Canaan Lee, that was a children's home.
Canaan Lodge?
Canaan Lodge, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then I was
and how old were you when you were there?
I've been in Canaan Lane about 2 or 3 times between the age of 5, 6 up to about 12 and then out. And again, sometimes we should have the records of me being there anyway. All my life I'm better than the angry care.
Yeah. And then with the school than when you were talking about with that nun. Which one was that one?
That was St. Joseph's in Roswell. That's in Edinburgh as well.
Is it Roswell?
Roswell, yes.
And then that last girl school then?
That was Dr. Guthrie's Lusty School, that's in Edinburgh as well.
And how old were you in Dr. Guthrie's school?
I was in, I went there when I was 14 and I got out when I was 16.
And what? When were you in then the Roswell?
Roswell, it was in there. I used to get in there quite, it was always in the summertime at the end. I'd have only been about 10. 11, something like that. I was only about 10 or 11.
And was that in and out for summer multiple times, or was it just the once?
No, I was there a few summers. I hate is gone.
Yeah.
But I had to go.
And what happened to you? Did anything happen to you in the Roswell one?
That was the one that Sister Thumba was there.
That's
and
really, yeah.
She grabbed me and twist my arm and again, because I wouldn't get, because I was a Catholic, of course. And she used to say things to me that she couldn't understand. And then she would meet me with a hat to chapel every Sunday. And the hat wouldn't be sitting right, and then she would think of my face to get my hat to sit right and twist it, and it was horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah. And then with that girls' school then, you're saying you were just constantly asking for help and there was no one there to listen to you? Or...
No, it's a fake. It was a young, everybody that was trying to help, I just couldn't get it at all. And then when put me to a state school, my condition just got worse. I've got OCD, I've got anxiety, I do things in the spur of the moment. And when I went in there, they do that, again, I'm sure they do, there was something wrong, and they just let me go on that. That's how I ended up. I think it was about 10 or 20 years ago, I did, and go to the Royal Edinburgh Hospital as a psychiatric hospital, just to speak to somebody and get off my mind.
Yeah.
But the doctor I've seen in here, he was Ronnie was his name, the psychiatrist, the doctor, I forget his name. It just says all the trauma you've had in your life, Jenny.
Yeah.
But I'm on medication as well for it also. That takes the edge of it, but I didn't have to go out. I didn't go out of the house now.
Takes the edge off, but it doesn't get rid of it, does it?
No. It's all there in the back of your head.
So I've taken all these details now, so I'll just write up all the statements for you. So yeah. The next thing to go cover now with you, so there's two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything that you shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment for you. Is that okay?
What's that one? How much is that for?
So the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's fine. Uh-huh.
So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person or anything like that. So we'll provide the detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme. So this one now, so this is the initial statement that we use to get to send to the redress scheme to get your application approved and acknowledged. And then further down the line then, once we've gathered all records and evidence and things like that, we'll be in contact to book in a witness statement with yourself. So it'll be a more detailed statement. Is that okay?
That would be lovely.
Based on the information, everything you give me today, so the next steps now would be for me to send you the client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and the letter of authority, as well as part one and part two, so all the information that you've given me today. You're under no pressure or obligation to proceed, but if you're happy to go with us, then I can get these sent over to you. And so this is the electronic signature. So I'll just need to review and finish writing up all the statements for you. And then once I've done that, I'll send the contracts over. And would you like me to give you a phone call once I do that?
Yes, you could dial in. You could give me a phone.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that shortly, okay? So it'll be within the next hour. Are you free for the next hour?
Yes, I'm free for the next hour, yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll give you a call then, just to help you then if you've got any questions. And then I've also sent over the email then about the identity, the proof of identity documents. So as long as we get those, so we'll need those before we can gather all of your records and things. So in the next week, if that's possible.
I'll get my birth certificate.
Yeah, so you can just send those, take photos and send them to us on email. So whenever you get the chance, just within the next week, if that's possible.
That's fine, Ellen, I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Which is what I'll do now. So I'll just get all this finished off and then I'll give you a call back shortly, okay?
Right, no problem.
Perfect. Right, well, thank you very much for your time. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.